Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. France aligns itself with the statement by the European Union. I would like to make a few remarks in my national capacity. My country reaffirms its commitment to the Convention and the protocols. These multilateral instruments are valuable to provide informed dialogue among states on the application of IHL and taking into account the relevant legal and military aspects. We call on all states that have not signed or ratified the Convention and its protocols to do so and ensure compliance of the obligations therein. A number of issues I would like to raise. Firstly, we welcome the substantive work this year within the GGO on laws. There has been considerable progress this year, which shows the effectiveness of that forum to address these issues. France welcomes the agreement in the GGE on the guiding principles and calls on the high contracting parties to endorse them this year. The 11 principles are a significant result, but they are not the end of our considerations. In light of the Alliance of Multilateralism's agreement last year, France calls on the contracting party to continue work under the Convention on laws in order to build on the guiding principles. We support the position to mandate the GGO to work before the 2021 review conference to clarify and develop the aspects within the operational and normative framework of laws and technological issues. The GGE will need a large number of meeting days to organise constructive exchanges on the three legal, technical and military aspects. Thus, we would wish to see 30 meeting days in 2020 to 21. I will come back to this in more detail in the relevant agenda item. Secondly, France is very concerned by civilian suffering in modern armed conflicts. We recall that to reduce this suffering, our priority must be to universalise and effectively implement the principles of IHL, and particularly the precautionary discrimination and proportionality principles. When respected, these are a sufficient legal framework to ensure the protection of civilians in armed conflict. For better application of these principles, it's important to share and promote good practice. My country will participate in the upcoming consultations on a political declaration and thanks and welcomes the work of Ireland as promoter. In conclusion, I wish to come back to the budgetary issues, Chair. It is essential that the high contracting parties pay their contributions in timely fashion and honour their financial commitments to ensure normal functioning of the Convention. This is a legal obligation and a precondition for multilateralism and multilingualism, which is not an option, it is essential. Thank you.